When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. What's the last letter in Buddha, Crowder?
Hey!
That's right. It is. Solana's checking in.
I was like, wait, is it not H? Remember, I was waitlisted by UCF. So.
Yeah.
Takes me a second.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. That's a great spot to watch college football playoffs, which start tomorrow. Thursday night football tonight. You got the college pro football over the weekend. I mean, they do food and drink specials during the games. They have a great menu and great drinks, and they do official Panthers watch parties there as well. The next one is January 14th. So the next official Florida Panthers watch party at Funky Buddha is January 14th in the year 2025. Believe it or not. Also, special releases are available in the tap room that make for excellent gifts for the holiday season. Coquito, which is derived from the Puerto Rican holiday drink, is barrel-aged in rum barrels. And Snowed In is whiskey barrel-aged version of Last Snow. And both of them come in a beautiful presentation in the 22-ounce bottles. Makes them perfect holiday gifts. Going somewhere for the holidays, you're invited to a holiday party at someone's house, you want to bring something nice, what have I been saying? You stop at Funky Buddha, you get one of these nice 22-ounce bottles, a little coquito, bring it to your friends, and you are the hit of the party. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. All right, you want to do headlines? We'll have Gino Toretta this hour, and I think we have Thursday Night Football on the air tonight on this radio station, do we?
I believe we do. I believe you're correct.
Yeah. What do we have? Francis Corner maybe coming up at 6 and then Thursday Night Football at 8?
Yeah, we got the Corner from 6 to 7:30 and then after that, a little football.
All right. Let's do it. I'm excited.
Let's do it.
Headlines brought to you by our friends at Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
How about this? Joe Burrow gifted his offensive linemen authentic Japanese katana swords, each of them unique, each sword comes with its own story from certain towns or battles. He put them all in a room and had them pick theirs out.
Waste of money and time.
I mean, what am I going to do with a sword?
I got some gifts like that from people. Worthless. I might have some behind me right now.
You're really in the holiday spirit today.
I just, like, yeah, give me a, yeah. So I got like a big knife and a sheath. And like a holder, and it's like, oh, this is cool. And then 8 years later, it's a big ass knife in a sheath with a holder. Like, what am I going to do with this? Attack somebody?
His old lineman, by the way, should not open those swords till Christmas.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That is true.
Yeah.
You don't think a sword is badass?
For what?
You ever seen Kill Bill? Hattori Hanzo. I mean, come on.
Okay, Solana, tell me a day in the life where you need a samurai sword.
Now, listen, that day's coming. RFK comes knocking at my door to take my Coke Zero because saccharin's not allowed anymore.
Hey, Hawk, just call me. Call me. I'll bring something over there a little better than the sword.
You don't think that's just something cool to display? Look, I'll tell you what. All right, we did Joe Burrow versus Tua Tagovailoa, and it's going to sound like I'm piling on Tua, and you know I wouldn't do that.
Tua does better gifts. Tua's, this is his holiday. He loves Christmas gifts.
Right. And you know what he got his guys last year? Golf simulators. I mean, come on. What the
hell? That's a great useful gift.
For 2 days. Then all of a sudden, you have a golf simulator in your house.
You get more use out of a sword?
For sure. Sword. For sure.
Than a golf simulator.
You go to Publix, buy a couple watermelons. I mean, time of your life. Come on. What are you guys talking about here?
I'm going to tell you, that display gift, I compare it to me mounting these fish.
Right.
It was cool to have these fish on the wall for a couple months.
Also, the fish, you accomplished that. Like the sword display, someone just gave me this sword.
But even that, like when I was single and had these big, I have a big redfish, 48-inch redfish, a 50-inch snook. I was on the wall in my game room.
Who did that work on? The ticket wizard?
And then it was like these accomplishments. I actually have a 17-foot thresher shark. I had it on the wall in my house. And then I met Asia and she was like, yeah, all this crap's in the garage. And so now I have a bunch of fish displayed in the garage just getting dust and smelling like gasoline.
Today is a huge day in the world of sports, especially for Alejandro Solana. Did you see some of the candidates for the Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2025?
I was going to get to it. I saw Ira Winterman tweet out a full list of people who have either been involved with the Miami Heat or are currently involved with the Miami Heat who are in the running to be named to the 2025 class.
Beyond that, do you know who's a first-time nominee?
Coach Hell, Jim Larrañaga.
No, he's been a nominee.
Oh. Well, then no.
Mickey Arison.
Well, Mickey Arison is indeed a first-time nominee. But someone very important to you, Solana.
To me?
Yes. Are you not listening to what I say?
I know who it is, and I don't even shouldn't know who it is.
Ruth Riley Hunter?
Who is it, Crowder?
Marc Gasol.
Marc Gasol, ladies and gentlemen.
Vindicated!
Marc Gasol is a nominee for the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Viva España! Tortilla for everybody tonight, baby. Let's go.
Man, I saw that on NBA Live earlier and just shook my head.
Unbelievable.
Spanish chorizo tonight for everybody, man. Hook me up with a jamón ibérico. I mean, we are celebrating Gasol tonight.
First-time nominees include Carmelo Anthony, Mickey Arison, Billy Donovan Crowder.
Hey.
Remember, this is the Basketball Hall of Fame, not the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. Obviously, it ton of success at Florida. Marc Gasol, Dwight Howard, Maya Moore, and my brother, Amari Stoudemire. Mazel, mazel, Amari. We are rooting for you. May it be a Hanukkah miracle. Let's get you into that Hall of Fame.
I talked to Stat for 3 hours about Judaism one night.
I know you did.
Blew my mind. I love it too, bro. Goodness. Maya Moore is probably more deserving than anybody on there.
When Amari Stoudemire lights the candles for Hanukkah, when the candle's done, he says, "This has been extinguished." The very, very Miami Heat-y joke there.
Hey, go with it. His menorah is so far off the ground. Man, nobody else can light this damn menorah.
He talked about it the other day. He was on with UD and Mike Miller on the OG podcast, and he talked about that situation where he said at first he's on the Knicks, the ball was moving. Then all of a sudden they're playing the Heat. That ball stopped moving. They stopped winning games, and he's like, I had to punch the damn extinguisher.
Got extinguished.
Stat makes it. Melo makes it first ballot.
Yeah.
Melo does, yeah. You think Amari does?
I don't know if Stat makes it first.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Ooh. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if Stat makes it. Honestly, I wasn't joking. Maya Moore shouldn't be a first ballot Hall of Famer. She's
She'll make it.
For sure. Yeah. She was like the best college basketball player at UConn. I don't think she lost a game at UConn.
And then in the NBA, she like revolutionized whatever. So, yeah, like Maya Moore was, she was one of the first female basketball players I really followed.
Minnesota Lynx. Yeah, she was dominant. Amari Stoudemire, I know it was a long time ago, but don't forget him and Steve Nash. Those Suns teams were like legit good. That was Mike D'Antoni before Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors were playing up-tempo, shoot as many shots as you possibly can in the game. That was Mike D'Antoni in Phoenix. Just running up and down. They were the one seed like five straight years with Sean Marion, and then they would end up losing to the Spurs every year in the playoffs.
Mm.
Mark's never going to make it.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
He's not. Marc Gasol is going to the Hall of Fame?
No.
I'll bet you.
Is Paul Gasol in the Hall of Fame?
A lock.
His brother make it. Yeah, Paul make it. Mark gonna have a chance.
But is he in?
Yes, Marc Gasol, like the 5-time Defensive Player of the Year.
I'm not doing this again. this show again.
No, they messed up.
The fact that we've done this show once is crazy. There's no chance we're doing it twice.
Can't believe you didn't fire me after that.
No one. People weren't looking at the first name. They thought it was Powell still. Marc Gasol.
Speaking of the NBA. You guys saw the story? The Charlotte Hornets, they botched an in-game skit. They pretended, they brought out a bunch of kids. They pretended to give a kid a PlayStation 5. And then the kid was like overjoyed. They walk the kids off the court. And then whoever was in charge of like game ops took the PS5 from the kid. And the kid's like,
they gave him a jersey.
They gave him a jersey, right. And they got dunked on social media.
His uncle knew about it. So they had told the uncle, hey, we're going to bring him out here. We're going to award, because we're going to say that he wanted, but we don't really have one. We're giving him a jersey. And they're like, okay. But the uncle didn't tell the kid. And so then when they took the PS, spoiler alert, it was Jimmy. But when they took the PS5, like the kid was heartbroken because he thought he'd want a PS5. What the hell does he want a Charlotte Hornets jersey for? And he just got a PS5. But anyway, they've since given him one, and it was the stupidest thing. It's just stupid.
That's what I'm saying. What was the angle?
Right.
Why? Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
I remember when the Marlins, and I believe this may have been the stadium opener, where I told you everything went wrong that night. They had Muhammad Ali come out in that cart, and like everyone was just kind of quizzically looking at him instead of the place erupting. Like it was just a weird night, but they brought out, I can't remember if the lady's husband was stationed in Afghanistan or Iraq or whatever, I don't have the years right, but stationed somewhere in the Gulf. You know how they always do those
coming
reunions,
home.
Those reunion videos. Surprised. They make me cry every time they surprise the person. So they bring this lady out at Lone Depot Park, Marlins Park back then. And they're like, your husband's serving in, you know, Kuwait or wherever. She's like, yeah. And you're expect, like, you can't wait for him to run out of the bullpen so you can watch this live. And they go, we have him for you on the big screen. And so then they bring up this pic, you know, like he's not there. He's in Iraq, wherever he is. And she's like, I miss you, honey. And there's silence. And they're like, all right, well, there he is, you know, and then he's like, I missed you too, because there's a 50-second delay, and no one knows what's going on. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen. And then I don't think the Marlins got a hit until the seventh inning. It was a terrible night.
Just game operations.
It was like, we wish you were here, Hank. All right, there it is. That's the reunion between Hank and Maria.
I wish I was there, too.
What? Are you guys having a conversation? Like, she left there going, well, that didn't go the way that they had promised me.
She could call Hank on Zoom. What's she need to come to the stadium to call Hank?
It was so weird. The first inning, like, we're half, there's like six outs. There's three outs in the top half of the inning. Now there's two outs in the bottom half. All of a sudden, over the PA, you hear,
I love you too, Mary.
That guy was on the screen 45 minutes ago. What is going on here?
Mary's in the car on the way home.
Mary, he just talked back, huh?
Crazy. Seventh inning stretch. We're all singing Take Me Out of the Ball Game. And it's like,
and I can't wait to see you and hug you, Mary.
Like, this is the seventh inning. What is going on here? And then Ali finally made it to home plate.
Hey, Ali in that damn golf cart, man. Come on, man. Where we at again? Where we at again?
I went to the third game that season.
I can't wait to hug you and kiss you.
What? This was 3 days ago. Somebody just put the pot down, please.
Mayor.
It was unbelievable. They were making a pitching change. It was the seventh game of the season. All of a sudden, you hear you go,
hey, is that Muhammad Ali driving behind you?
We're like, oh my God, how long is it taking? That's when I gave up my season tickets. I can't listen to Hank all season long.
Ali said, man, y'all pawed down, Hank.
Really, one of the worst going well. Events I've ever been to. I am so scarred from that Marlins opening night, the stadium opening. But who does that? Like, yeah, no, that Hornets giveaway, it doesn't make any sense. What? Just give the kid a PS5 if you're going to bring him out and surprise him. But the same thing with the Marlins when the stadium opened. If you're going to have a wife out there and the husband is fighting overseas, the payoff for everyone, including the wife, is the surprise run out from the bullpen.
Yeah.
Or the mascot takes the head off and him it's him. Like, it, you know what I mean? It's not the most stilted, awkward conversation in the history of communication.
But with the PS5, they wanted to trick the crowd into believing that right. The kid's getting a PS5.
How weird is that?
That's when it doesn't make sense.
It's a multi-billion-dollar organization. Like, what are you doing?
Jimmy bought himself a PS5. Y'all have billions.
And I'll be damned if Costco tried to take it away from me.
Yeah, Mary, I have for you.
What? Where is this voice coming from? So weird. That night, you ever have a night where you just know everything's going poorly and you're supposed to feel one way, but this, it had to have been the Marlins that night, like Jeffrey Loria and David Sampson, they had to have felt like it's almost like a marriage that they really didn't want to, like, I'm sure their brides or grooms have said, I do before with a pit in their stomach, knowing yes. that this is not the right decision. Like, that's how it felt for everyone who was at the ballpark. Like, man, this doesn't feel the way that tonight should feel. Something is so off here.
Yeah. Because I didn't know about Hank and Mary, but I remember the Muhammad Ali thing.
Oh.
And then how is this? What's the climax of this?
I mean, it was.
Then it was just a circle of golf cart.
And I told you, it was the PA announcer tried to get it because they thought that place was going to erupt for minutes. And it was like, here's Muhammad Ali. And all right. And then, but then it's like kind of, it was an awkward silence. And people, and so then the PA announcer goes, come on, everybody. Ali, Ali, Ali. And no one's doing it. Everyone's just kind of looking around going, oh my God, did I really
that little wave
for $80 at the barber shop?
And that little wave.
It was just a cavalcade of like everything going wrong. And then honestly, the Marlins, I don't think they got a hit till the sixth or seventh inning.
That's sad. Like Solana sex life. Hey! Good intentions. Just never works out.
What an awful night that was.
Do you remember if you at least got ice cream in a helmet?
I probably did.
Okay.
I was there with Roy Bellamy.
Couldn't have been
and
that
Mike
bad
Ryan.
Of a night. Couldn't have been that bad of a night then.
I know we tried to save it with some delicious concessions. I'm not kidding you. It was one of those nights, I've told this story before, where I feel like everyone walked out of the ballpark and was like, no one ever talk about this again, right? Like, this is a secret between us and 20 other thousand people. Like, it was just like a weird filing out of the ballpark. I think they lost. Did they lose their first game at that stadium?
They did. 4-1 against St. Louis.
Yeah. How many hits did they have that night? You looking at the box score?
No.
Nah, doesn't matter. So awkward. It was so weird. Like, who on the promotion, the game ops, whoever, decided that, like, hey, one of the things we're going to do is we're going to have a video link. Like, that wasn't novel. Like, novel is surprising the person with the person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This isn't the opening of Wrigley Field in 1912. And there's no communications, and like, guess what we have? A phone! And you're like, whoa! They got a phone! This was, like, terrible.
Four hits.
Like, this lady had to drive through traffic for the most awkward conversation. There's no way her marriage survived. I guarantee you. If you look up whoever that poor couple was that they trotted out, I guarantee you they're no longer married. And I can tell you exactly what is to blame. Opening night of Marlins Stadium.
The Marlins killing marriages.
They had four hits in the game. First run came in the eighth inning. Only run came in the eighth inning.
I mean, what a brutal game that was. You're like, okay, after all the pregame stuff went so terribly, you're like, all right, well, let's play a little baseball. And, you know, it was Jose Reyes. And, I mean, that lineup was probably like a murderer's row. But I'm sure it was Jose Reyes leading off. Like, it was a murderer's row.
Emilio Bonifacio, Hanley, Stanton.
Guy was so fast.
Lomo, Gabby Sanchez, Infante, Buck. And then Josh Johnson on the mound. Fire.
John Buck.
Damn, they had a squad.
I had a John Buck pillowcase. It was one of the giveaways that year.
Didn't you get a Logan Morrison toothbrush holder as well?
A Logan Morrison toothbrush holder.
You used to sleep on John Buck?
Yeah, who didn't?
A weird gift. Sleep on another man's face. That's weird.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, I was there that night. The whole Muhammad Ali thing was incredibly uncomfortable. I missed the soldier on the screen, but when I came back, my brother was in hysterics laughing. Yeah, those reunions always end up with everyone weeping because they're so happy set. This one, you're like, you couldn't believe what they were doing. You're like, you're laughing. You couldn't believe what was happening. You could not believe it.
That's crazy.
And there it is. They've been reunited over the video monitor.
Hello, Mary?
Huh? It was so bad. So bad.
Mary?
How long did it take for Muhammad Ali to get from the warning track to
it was interminable. He was on a golf cart, obviously. Yeah. He can't walk. But it was interminable.
It felt, watching it, I remember watching it, it felt like it was 20 minutes.
It was interminable. And they had Jeffrey Loria. It was the only way Jeffrey Loria wasn't going to get booed was to put him with a national hero. So they're like, oh, we'll put him out on a cart. He could enjoy opening night festivities. You know, he got the ballpark built, but he would get booed otherwise. So we'll put him next to Muhammad Ali. But I think that was part of the hiccup. Because, like, people didn't want to go crazy because Jeffrey Loria, thinking Jeffrey Loria was on the cart. Oh, so weird. Mm-hmm. That whole night was so weird. I wish there was that neuralizer from Men in Black and I could wipe that memory. Oh, that poor couple. That lady went home, I am sure, feeling sad that her husband wasn't there. I guarantee you, all her friends, someone came to you who had a spouse work, you know, fighting overseas, and they said, hey, they're going to bring me out in front of the Marlins game or Dolphins game or whatever, and we're going to have a video call with Hank, you know, whatever. Every friend must say, oh, you know that they're going to surprise you. Like, you know, he's going to be there. Out. Like, I mean, that, like, oh, she had to be driving home in tears.
He stayed up until 4 in the morning over in the Middle East to have this unbelievable moment with his wife.
Right, right. They never talked. There was never a fluid conversation. Now batting for the Marlins. Mary? Huh? Mary's batting? Who is that?
Mary's batting.
I mean, they can't shut off a soldier's microphone. That would be in poor taste.
Hey, what a night. All right, what are we doing? Taste. We ran long here. Are we still in headlines? What's going on? Marc Gasol in the Hall of Fame yet?
No, but I would like to wish one very important person a happy birthday. Crowder, go ahead.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Happy birthday.
It is Jake Gyllenhaal's birthday.
Like old Jake Gyllenhaal. Hell of an actor. Oh, the special view.
And finally, guys, just going through some of the takes I had ready for today. It is the anniversary of the Titanic being released. And
one of the best movies ever made.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. With one of the dumbest endings ever made. Just a reminder, two things. One, Jack fit on that little door that Rose
let him on. We obviously didn't.
And two, Rose throwing that billion-dollar gem overboard.
Showed you that there is no price of love.
Showed me that goofball. She is the biggest villain in the history of cinema.
It just showed you that there is no price that you can put on true love.
A billion?
Yep, that's right.
Man, true love. Damn dummy. He's dead.
True love.
He's dead.
Rose's husband, her husband after Jack died, brought her in, kept her in the States, built a family with him. Now she's got grandchildren. And you're telling me she's not going to pass that little pendant off to her grandchildren? Come on.
No, because she shared something with Jack that she will never be able to replicate and never put a price on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some adultery in the back of somebody's car in the bottom of a ship.
She wasn't married. It was in international waters anyway. Anything goes in international waters. Could have seen what I did to that John Buck pillowcase when I took it on a cruise.
They didn't even know each other. They had to hate each other in 4 days.
Hey, Fabrizio, I met some whore last night. Took her down to the car park.
I had a freak up there, man. Rubbing on the car window. He's just nasty. Fabrizio.
That was his friend's name. The great call in the recesses of my brain. Didn't remember that guy's name was Fabrizio.
He was that Jack?
Man, called me a nasty one.
Brits can get after. Paint me like one of your French whores, Jack. Oh, I'm gonna paint you tonight.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls. Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls.
He was homeless or in a bum. That's going to be a great ending to the life. Oh.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, your accident attorneys. Dot
hey.
Right now in South Florida. That works every time. I don't know why. Like,
it really anything. Does because there is no dot A, but it worked.
Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid.
Hey.
That is your weather.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Because I'm an island boy and been trying to make it. Ooh, I'm an island boy.
I'm just an island boy.
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Mark Schler of the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All holiday music tomorrow, Jimmy, and on Monday. Next week, we're working Monday and Friday. We'll have Josh Appel filling in next week, Tuesday and Thursday. I think we'll be airing some football on Christmas Day, Wednesday. Christmas Day also happens to be the first night of Hanukkah. Celebrate Hanukkah. You can throw in a Hanukkah song every now and then, Jimmy. You do what you got to do. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. So, holidays at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Tomorrow, speaking of the holidays and festive holiday season, tomorrow, we will do the show live, Crowder and I, from the Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club in Fort Lauderdale. And this is Crowder's big toy drive every year, and we need the help of you, the listener. It's, well, I would give you the address, but it's off a side street in Fort Lauderdale. The best bet, obviously, just put Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club in Google, and you'll get directions how to get there. And we have a great time doing this show every year. We collect tons of toys, and then the kids that night get to take them home from the Boys and Girls Club, and then all the leftover toys get distributed to other Boys and Girls Clubs in Broward County. But the listeners always come strong tomorrow, and we are expecting more of the same. So hopefully tomorrow you can stop by while we're doing the show from 2 till 6, or you can stop by there, you know, tomorrow in the afternoon. There's people working there, and our engineers will be setting up. And if you can stop by and drop off one new unwrapped toy or a dozen new unwrapped toys, it's all appreciated. None of it goes to waste. And hopefully you'll be listening tomorrow as well. You'll enjoy the holiday feeling that the show gives us every year, and hopefully you'll feel the same. Really fun today. We were unable to replay Gino Toretta, but he was on with us in the 2 o'clock hour. He was excellent. Danny Cannell was on with us in the 3 o'clock hour. He was excellent as well. Let me talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic before we get out of here for this evening. I am a believer. You know, if you feel you're sluggish, you feel like you're losing your energy, you just don't feel like you felt in your 20s or 30s or 40s, Atlantic Men's Clinic might be for you too. I go there. It's the holiday season, a lot of hustle and bustle, a lot of action. But if your energy's down, it's difficult to get into the holiday cheer. So if you're feeling sluggish and your energy is down, you're not sleeping well, your sex drive is MIA, you just don't feel like the guy you used to be, you might have low testosterone. And if that's the case, tis the season for you to get treated. How does a guy know that he might be low T? In your early to mid 30s, guys start losing about 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every year. Happens gradually. Before you know it, you just don't feel like the same guy you were in your 20s or 30s. So start treating that low T. Within just a few weeks, you can start to feel your energy return and the brain fog go away and your sleep improve and your sex drive come back. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Take the low T quiz. Takes a couple of minutes. Schedule a consultation if you want to learn more. Atlantic Men's Clinic, serving South Florida since 2020. They've successfully treated thousands of men. There's 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. Call them 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Hopefully you'll be out there tomorrow at the Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club in Fort Lauderdale. Drop off a toy. If not, just listen and enjoy the holiday spirit. That'll do it for us on today's show. Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. You got Krantz's Corner coming up tonight, and then Thursday night football on this very radio station. Everybody, great and safe Thursday night. We will speak with you from the Boys and Girls Club mañana.
Hey!
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Path, path, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.